From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 30th. Coming up, a woman from central Illinois just returned from a trip to Egypt. Her journey was part of a campaign to bring food and relief supplies into Gaza. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An immigration attorney says there's a lot of uncertainty about how the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on birthright citizenship will impact Illinois. Madeline Cox Guerra is a staff attorney with the Normal-based Immigration Project. She's offering advice for immigrant families who are worried the Trump administration's executive order may ultimately be upheld or could lead to a patchwork of laws across the country.
Don't panic. Try to get your documents if you can. Be prepared for what the lower courts are going to say next.
The Supreme Court on Friday struck down universal injunctions from blocking the president's order, but the court did not rule on the legality of the order itself. Thousands of Americans, including a local Champaign substitute teacher, are back from their journey to Egypt to try and bring humanitarian aid into Gaza. The global movement was unable to send supplies as the Egyptian government began targeting activists. Kankakee resident Hannah Inman Grabo was there. She says despite their failure, she would do it all over again.
Thousands of us were willing to go to Egypt to march to Gaza and, like, help these people, and I think it just shows, like, it brought a sense of a better sense of humanity to the world.
Inman Grabo says she's grateful that she was able to support Palestinian families in Egypt without legal status. She raised money to stop a family from being evicted and helped a pregnant woman pay for a C-section. Now Inman Grabo says she wants to teach in Egypt so she can continue helping the community there. As high temperatures create dangerous conditions across Illinois, pet owners should keep an eye on their dogs and cats to make sure they stay safe in the warm weather. Dogs are at a higher risk of heat-related health problems because they have higher body temperatures that are harder to manage than those of humans. Excessive panting, difficulty breathing, and lack of coordination are all possible signs that a dog is taking a hit from the heat. Mary Tiefenbrunn is the executive director of the Champaign County Humane Society. She says pet owners should monitor dogs to make sure they avoid heat stress.
Once they get to that point, which would be 104 degrees or higher for their body temperature, that's when they start showing you the signs and it's almost too late.
If you take your dog for a walk, Tiefenbrunn recommends keeping them hydrated and in a place with shade. Officials in Urbana are including funding to support immigrant communities in the city's next budget. The city council allocated $100,000 to help community members fill gaps in services like housing and food assistance. That's as the Trump administration has cut federal funding for the city's support programs. Councilmember Grace Wilkin introduced the measure.
There are a lot of people who are in those gaps or maybe live just outside of a jurisdiction. And so I think this would be an important way to help try and continue some of those services for people who don't fall in eligibility.
The Urbana City Council's budget for the next year includes a 1% local grocery tax to replace a state tax. It also calls to hire 4 more police officers. The council also voted to add $200,000 to provide shelter for victims of domestic abuse. Still to come, a woman from central Illinois just returned from a trip to Egypt. Her journey was part of a campaign to bring food and relief supplies into Gaza. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 67 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 86 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 65 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, John Deere is facing the Federal Trade Commission in court over allegations the company has throttled farmers' ability to repair their own equipment. We'll talk about that, plus what sewer overflows in a few dozen southern Illinois communities mean for homeowners and why fixing them has been so challenging. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us. You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A global movement to try and bring humanitarian aid into Gaza has come to an end. Thousands of people from the U.S. and other countries flew to Egypt this month to try and bring food and other supplies to the region as Israel continues a blockade on foreign relief. A teacher from central Illinois was among those in Egypt for the protest. IPM's May Antar spoke with her and shared what she found with senior editor Arjun Tucker.
So, May, what can you tell us about this teacher from central Illinois who went to Egypt?
Yeah, her name's Hannah Inman Grabo, and she's a substitute teacher here in Champaign, and she was born and raised in Kankakee, Illinois. She traveled to Egypt in June to join the global march to Gaza to bring humanitarian aid to the Palestinians.
Yeah, and what happened when she was there, and how did the planned march go?
Yeah, so the march did not go as planned at all. They weren't able to get to the border, and most people weren't able to get to the first checkpoint even, including Hannah. The Egyptian police was really cracking down on activists, and there was violence. There was arrests happening left and right. Hannah was very afraid in her hotel room, trying to stay safe and hidden from police, trying to feign being a tourist rather than an activist. But yeah, she was very, very scared, just trying to stay safe and get messages to other activists and Palestinians in the area trying to stay safe. There were people arrested in her hotel. 10 people were arrested in her hotel. So yeah, she was very afraid.
It is a police state and there's police everywhere. And just not like knowing if you're safe. You know what I mean? Like, I think the scariest part was just waiting to see if you were the next one to get arrested.
She flew back to Illinois last week. How does she feel the protest as a whole went?
Yeah, so she has very mixed feelings about the experience. On one hand, she says the protest felt like a failure because she was not able to get aid. The activists were not able to get aid into Gaza. But on the other hand, she felt like she was really raising awareness and felt inspired by the people who felt the same way and were willing to take flights to Egypt and fight for this same cause and to help the Palestinian people.
Thousands of us were willing to go to Egypt to march to Gaza and, like, help these people. And I think it just shows, like, it brought a sense of a better sense of humanity to the world.
She also said she was able to help some Palestinian families living there without legal status. Palestinians who were let into Egypt often don't have visas, so they have limited access to services like healthcare and housing. So Inman Grabo said she helped raise money for a family facing eviction and a woman who needed a C-section. And she was very, very grateful to have had that experience.
It was also just very, like, powerful to meet these families and just see the strength and resilience and, like, the life and the happiness that they still have and the generosity and, like, kindness. Like, we go in their house and they don't even ask you if you want a drink. They just come out with a tray of drinks for everyone, give you cookies. Like, the hospitality and, like, generosity, despite, first of all, everything they've been through, and second of all, them barely having anything but then sharing it with us, was just very, like, it was just, like, very touching.
As we just discussed, Inman Grabo is back in Illinois now. What are her plans moving forward?
Yeah, so she felt like this trip was very eye-opening for her. She learned a lot about the Palestinian struggle in Egypt, not only in Gaza, and she hopes to go back someday and, you know, be a teacher there, because she's a teacher here, but in her spare time to volunteer with that organization that helped that family out of being evicted and getting that woman a C-section. So yeah, she definitely wants to go back and continue fighting for this cause.
Thanks for sharing your reporting with us, May.
Thank you.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Caitlin Devitt, Eric Stock, and Arjun Tucker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.